check in with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch on our Tuesday mornings for a City Hall update. How are you, Mayor?
Doing fine. How are you, Jeff?
Doing great, thank you. These early mornings have been nice, actually. The late risers miss all the sunshine.
I know, it is beautiful.
Really nice, yeah. And speaking to the Commissioner of Natural Resources recently, there is just a ton of stuff going on across the city.
There is indeed. Dave Murphy, our commissioner, is doing a great job overseeing a number of projects. It's good. It's all good stuff. It really is.
And Mother Nature has really cooperated nicely, thankfully. We can have some nasty springs for sure.
Indeed. Yep. Well, we did need that rain on Sunday. That was much needed.
Yes.
So that was good.
Yeah, for sure. It is also budget season, right? And I know you're hot and heavy into that right now.
Yeah, it is that time of year. And, you know, we put together all the pieces. I mean, there's so much of it is fixed, what you're starting with, your number of employees and your certain expenses. Some go up, like energy. Rubbish will be up this year. Recycling will be up this year. So there's those automatic fixed costs that happen. But, yeah, we're preparing it now, putting it together. I have moved the date from May 1st to May 15th for the presentation, which still meets the letter of the law set forth by the state. It's going to be submitted 45 days before the end of June. The council then has their time to ask any questions, deliberate, and then take action. So looking forward to that process with my department heads and department managers going forward. So, you know, I don't see a whole lot of new things in there. We'll be dealing with the contracts that have all been settled over the last year. So there's a 3% built-in raise July 1st for all the employees, not the department heads or department managers, not the appointees, but those were all raises under the contracts we negotiate with all the unions. So, that's obviously a fixed cost as well going forward. And the next couple of years, Joe, the debt we took on for particularly the retirement cost, the unfunded liability, the debt service line is going to go up dramatically over the next couple of years as we are anticipating and talked about. However, it's still over the next 18, 19 years. It's going to save us, I think it's in the $125 million range. So we're paying a little bit, moderately more for a couple of years, trading that for a steady increase each and every year over the next 18 years, which have added up to a lot more money. So so we're dealing with some of those issues, but, they're all manageable, which is great.
Any indication as to the impact on property taxes right now?
No, not at all. I mean, there's so many factors that go into that, including mm-hmm. what a new growth number will be, the values at the time, et cetera, et cetera. So, we try to, it might be a little bit more than what we've been doing the last couple of years, but we still have a lot of excess levy capacity. We're not even near Prop 2.5 override. So we have the ability to absorb some of these hits over the next 2 years with the debt service. Recognizing that I know nobody likes to pay taxes, but I remind everybody all the time, and I'll continue to do it. We're right in the 50th percentile in Massachusetts. 351 cities and towns are right smack in the middle on tax burden. I would argue, though, that we're probably in the top 5 to 10 on services and what the return is for people who live and take advantage of the services here in the city.
Mm-hmm. So the timeline for the council once they receive the budget is what?
They have till June 30th.
Okay. And then it gets back to you for final approval?
Well, it gets back to us. Whatever the action is mm-hmm. is the action that we implement.
I see. Okay. And do you have a final number yet for the budget?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All righty. Speaking of budgets, the council last night approved a municipal broadband enterprise fund. I know this has been talked about for, I guess, about 5 years now to try and create a city-owned internet service. How would this work, Mayor?
Well, that's a good question. It's all still being kind of worked out. We're still in the due diligence phase. But this doesn't necessarily commit to us doing it, but it's a step in that direction, necessary step. And we do have, we have other enterprise funds. We have revolving accounts in other departments, so this isn't necessarily new to municipal finance, but the municipal broadband exercise, and if we execute, would be new, particularly Quincy's municipal side. So we're still working it through. We've had consultants working with us. Whether we pick a portion of the city and try that first, it does depend on a certain percentage of people buying into it that it could pay for itself, and that's the piece I'm watching closely because of debt service. I don't want to tackle something that then we don't meet the required numbers to get into it, therefore it would cost the taxpayers more money. So Ian Kaye and the City Council from Ward 3 has been a big advocate for this. We've been working closely with him and the outside experts and consultants. I think on the face of it, it makes a lot of sense and has great merit, but it's always in the details. The devil's in the details, and we're still working through some of that because this doesn't happen too often. It's not like we have an example that they did it next door in Weymouth or Braintree or some other municipality locally. So we're still working through it, and this is another step in that.
There is no infrastructure right now, is that right? The city would have to build that out?
That's correct. That's where the cost would be, absolutely. Yep.
And has there been an estimate of how much that would be?
I do not have it on my fingertips. There may be, Joe. I haven't seen anything lately.
Okay. So a trial phase later this year, how would that work? Would there have to be a small system built out?
That's kind of the stuff they're working on now.
Okay.
One of the recommendations is we do pick a portion of the city, build that out, see what the response is, and before we tackle the whole city. So, and of course, I got to believe that demographics matter too. And there may be some neighborhoods that are more affluent that would make bite on this, whereas some of them would not. And that's the kind of stuff we got to figure out. I forget the number off the top of my head, Joe, but I know it's in the 60s percentile that would have to sign up for this to make it worthy
to pay for itself, right? Yeah,
financially correct. Yeah.
Okay. Very interesting. Mayor, recently I had a chance to chat with a couple of local attorneys who had some questions about the proposed 99-year lease for Quarry Hills Associates up at Granite Links, and suggesting perhaps that an outside firm be brought in to draw up the lease rather than accepting the one that Quarry Hills drew up. How do you feel about that?
The lease went back and forth between the attorneys for Quarry Hill and the attorneys for the City of Quincy. I'm very comfortable with the lease, as I said before. If the City Council wants to make changes in that lease, that's their purview. So if there's these so-called expert attorneys have some suggestions to the Council, they should make it. I don't think we have to start from scratch. We are living with a lease currently today. We took a barren, ugly landfill and turned it into something positive, with it also sharing revenue with the City of Quincy. I think it's a great project. So I'll let the council do their work and hopefully we can figure this thing out.
Yeah, they were suggesting that the proposed new lease would actually be a detriment financially to the city as a relation to the current lease. Do you agree with that?
I don't, but everybody has an opinion.
Why is this happening now, do you know?
Well, and you're getting into the amount of years left, and like anything else. Furnace Brook Golf Club, for example, maybe 10 years ago was coming up to it being extinguished between the city and the city is going to take it over. The golf course then made the decision if we couldn't extend it that they weren't going to spend any money up there. They couldn't get any money from a bank without any continuity or more years, obviously, on the lease. So I think Quarry Hills is going through some similar things. They want to do some major investments up there. In order to do that, to get the appropriate financing, you need to have land control for X amount of years. I think that's a big part of it. Again, I defer to the council. We've submitted to them the package. We've answered the questions. Quarry Hills has answered questions to them, and the council needs to take a vote.
Mm-hmm. All right. Finally, Mayor, can you shed a little light on a plan for a lone sailor statue out at Marina Bay?
Certainly. We've pivoted a little bit out at Marina Bay. We were originally looking at what's called the teardrop in front of Port 305, that area, to place this statue and to tell the story of what Squatom was in its day, Naval Air Station, a victory plant building destroyers for World War I. So it has a long history of service, that piece of land, and certainly the residents of Quincy have a long history of service. So we thought putting the lone sailor statue at Marina Bay made a ton of sense. Now, so the community out there, which controls that land, so the condominiums and their elected representatives, we're not too keen on the location. So we've shifted gears, and we are now going over to the boardwalk. The corner right between Cerro's and Port 305 will be a new mini park created there, and the statue will be placed there looking out on the water. I think it's actually a pretty neat setup.
Is the statue here in the city already?
The statue is in storage in an unnamed location.
Ah, okay. What is the history of the Lone Sailor tribute?
Well, it's obviously a tribute to the service of our Navy veterans.
Okay.
The first one was in D.C., right by the D.C. Memorial. It's part of other elements there. Tells the story of the Navy. There are 19 around the country. There are none in Massachusetts yet. Quincy being such a strong military city, not only in service directly in the Navy, Army, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, et cetera, but you know, the shipbuilding that happened in Quincy was pretty robust and incredible, mm-hmm. Both at Four River, at the Naval Air Station, and other social locations. So we thought it made perfect sense for the city with this history that we should have a Lone Sailor statue. It was brought to my attention, really, a number of years ago by Bob and Teddy Nazer, brothers who grew up here, both served in the Navy. Mm-hmm. Bob passed away a couple of years ago, but Teddy's still around, and he and the local veterans are huge supporters of this effort. So we're making good progress, and you know, we're originally shooting for this fall, but we're probably looking at next spring because of the time to get the amount of materials and the whole bit. So mm-hmm. The other piece of this, we will there'll be a nice element, and that is the bell, the USS Quincy bell that used to be on the mall in front of City Hall. It's going to be part of this beautiful mini park honoring the Navy, and that will honor the shipbuilding as well. So. Mm-hmm. That's a nice feature also.
Very nice. And finally, Mayor, and I'm sure you want to extend good wishes to Quincy Ward 5 Councillor Charles Phelan, his announcing he's not seeking re-election this year.
Yes, he came in to tell me a couple of weeks ago, and I wasn't completely surprised. you know, Chuck and Michelle, they've contributed an awful lot to the city, both in elected service and otherwise. I mean, Chuck's involvement he's an Eagle Scout himself, but in scouting in general over the years, it's been remarkable. Chuck's involvement in various, Michelle's involvement in various boards and commissions over the years is pretty remarkable as well. And of course, his services at Ward 5 Council, which he had done years ago and returned to a few years ago. So he also served as a department head under Jim Sheets and under my administration. Chuck's one of those guys that loves Quincy and wants to see good things happen and participated in so many ways over the years. So we're grateful for his service. I appreciate his friendship. I've known Chuck. We go back to playing softball against each other on Sunday morning some 35, 40 years ago. Always enjoyed Chuck, always a gentleman, always put Quincy first in his decision-making. So I'm grateful for his service, and we'll certainly miss him.
Sure. Always appreciate your time, Mayor. Have a wonderful day.
You also, Jeff. Take care.
Yep, bye-bye.